this is Brittany Wagner, and I'm with Pastor Christy Grainer.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello, Christy. And we're here with the Dare to Believe podcast, and we're excited to connect with you guys today because we're going to be talking about dreams. Dreams are so fun.
Brittany is a dream interpreter for our team, as well as, you know, I lead the team, and we just love when people send dreams into us for interpretation. We love going out and interpreting people's dreams, and we love having people come in our worship night to interpret dreams. So here is one of the dreams. Brittany's going to read it for us that came in through our website, and we're going to talk to you about what the interpretation is and how we arrived at that interpretation.
Yes, and if you're wondering already where you go for dream interpretations, you can go to our website at www.dtbmn.org/dreams, and there's a location, if you scroll down on the page, to submit your dream interpretation request. So the dream I'm going to read actually came in through that request form, and the date of the dream was sometime in October of 2022, and the title of the dream was Flight. And so this individual states their dream, and it says, "It was nighttime and I was laying in bed. It wasn't my bedroom, but an upper room of some other building that I was living in. The room was very basic. There was a clock on the wall, a desk, a bed, and a window. It was very plain, tan walls, wood floor, nothing on the desk. It was a twin-size bed with white sheets and a tan blanket, dark brown wood trim on the window, and white sheer curtains blowing in the breeze. It was very quiet. I was interested in the clock. I think I might have been looking at it. It was just a plain clock, except there was a yellow canary on it. It was not a real bird, but it was a part of the clock. So I was just lying there, and an owl flew into my room and perched on the window ledge and stared at me until I got up and walked towards it." This individual states that they love owls, so they thought it was really cool. "It was just a little brown owl, but then this individual turned, but then it turned, then, oh, she, t- yeah, this she person did. Turned into an owl and flew out the window with the other owl, and they flew around together. So even though it was nighttime and dark out, everything had a bluish glow, and this person could see really well. This person states that they remember feeling really at peace and safe, and they even flew to someone's house and perched on the deck. And even though the owl and that individual didn't speak to each other, this person knew that they were supposed to look in the window. They felt a little weird about doing that, but looked in the window anyhow, and there was a boy in the house. They cannot remember what that boy was doing, but he was busy doing something, chores maybe, and then they flew back into this person's room, and they became human again and went to bed. They said nothing to the owl, and the owl never made a sound."
Mm-hmm. So it's a good dream. It's a cool dream. What I want to do is repeat the dream again, just so it helps me in my brain as a dream interpreter. So what I encourage you, if you are learning to interpret dreams, just practice listening to the dream then and saying it back. And so what I would say back is that it's nighttime. So that's interesting, because that means it is a time of rest, or could be a dark time, but you have to pay attention. Darkness isn't always a bad thing. So this dreamer also was laying in a bed, but it wasn't the dreamer. I don't know if it's a him or her, but wasn't in, I'll say it's her to make it easier. It wasn't in her bedroom. It's just a room, which is in an upper room in a building. So again, upper room is a good thing. It's higher in things of the spirit. So it's not her real bedroom. So in a higher place in the spirit, this is an encounter she's having, and while she is in a place of rest and restoration with the Lord, because the bed is a place where you rest. And everything's kind of pristine in there, nothing fancy. It's interesting that the clock on the wall, she doesn't tell us what time it is, but she notices the yellow canaries. So things that pay attention, that draw your attention in a dream, are important. So she's laying in a bed, just resting, or in the room, and it's pristine, but there's a clock. So it is time, that something about time, the Lord is drawing this person's attention that it's time for something, but the yellow canary, which is there's usually, if you're looking at a color, it's either good or positive or negative. This seems very positive, didn't bother her at all. She doesn't mention the time, she mentions the color, so we know it's important. So yellow is a glory or a light color, so something good is coming. And then this owl shows up, just perches on her windowsill and sits there, and she feels the beckoning. She knows it's just sitting there until she comes over to it. So, you know, how does she know that? There is some kind of a communication going on between the owl and her that isn't with words, but she senses it. So she goes over there and she turns into an owl. So what do owls represent? They're birds that can see in the night. They're birds that have wisdom. So they can see even in dark times, in dark places, and they are wise, right? With the wise owl. Mm-hmm. So she is being brought to a place where she is learning to move in things that are in darkness, and she's learning to move in things that are wisdom. And so what does this bird represent? Well, something that transforms us into something different, something that teaches us in a higher place in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, is either an angel of the Lord or the Lord himself. It has nothing in here delineates, but it is a good thing. There's nothing scary that's happening. She is having a spirit-to-spirit communication with this animal. So there's something good going on. It's not a negative. So if she and they're in the nighttime flying, but they are seeing everything. If they're not having any trouble seeing, of course they're owls, but they're seeing, and everything has a blue tinge, which is a good color. Blue represents revelation and prophetic things. So she is able to see things as she is being transformed by the Lord. Even in dark places, she's seeing the revelation of the Lord. And the Lord is teaching her to see individuals. So taking her to see this little boy, she felt a little bit awkward, even though she's feeling prompted to see more and to see this kid. She's probably being taught how to be a prophetic intercessor is what she's doing. To see in dark places, to be transformed by the Lord, to discern what's going on for people, and to be led by the Lord to pray for specific people as specific situations. So there may or may not have been anything actually happening with a kid in this dream, but she's being taught to attend to what the Lord is teaching her to attend to. And then she's back in her place, and she's back in her human body, and that's the end of the dream. So in this time of rest and restoration, the Lord is teaching her to be transformed, teaching her to follow him, teaching her to see in dark places, and to follow the revelation of the Lord as a prophetic intercessor to have people be highlighted to her by the Lord for prayer and for whatever is needed. And that's kind of what the dream is saying. Are you seeing anything else?
Well, I was going to comment on a couple of things, because a lot of what we're talking about here is context, and context is key. And the things that Christy mentioned to pay attention to were some of the details about the dream that are so important. The other thing that she mentioned is that she felt peace and felt safe during mm-hmm. the whole dream. So that helps us determine, too, even though
it's
it was in the nighttime, she felt peace and felt safe. So there wasn't fear there. There wasn't any other emotion there.
And that tells you a lot.
Yes.
So if it were the same dream and she felt fear or she felt anxious, or anything negative, that would tell us a whole different thing in the dream.
Yeah, so the details are important, but you also don't want to get bogged down in the details, because sometimes we can focus too much on the details.
Well, and if you're focusing too much on the details, you might go to that little canary and try to make something big out of it. It's just the Lord getting her attention and telling her that something good is coming. That's all it is. And it's time for something new to happen, because it's a clock.
Yeah, and what I loved about it, too, is you want to look at repeated themes in the dream. And I think it was interesting that her eye was drawn to the canary, her eye was drawn then to the owl, and then where she was brought to look at the little boy, mm-hmm. her eye was drawn to the little boy as she was instructed. So a lot of this had to do with the Lord kind of leading her and her keeping her eyes fixated on where he was, what he was doing, and what he was moving.
Yeah. And he'll be showing her what she needs to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very good dream, and it's a dream about being transformed, a new season in life from a very high level.
Yeah. And the other thing with context, I mean, we get the information in her note here that owls have a significant meaning to her. And so for one person, it might not have as significant of a meaning, but for another person, they do. This person really enjoys owls, and so that meant a lot to her, I'm sure, to have that in the dream as well. So that's fun.
Right, and the language the Lord knows, that knows her heart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So we bless this dreamer the season she entered into before she got the dream. We bless this dreamer to have more dreams, more conversations with the Lord. And we bless you to hear from the Lord in your dream life, that you would sleep in a peaceful way, that you would feel the peace of the Lord as you sleep, and the Lord would give you conversations with him so that you can grow in relationship with him and in your destiny.
Amen.
Amen. So this is Christy Grainer and Brittany Wagner with Dare to Believe Ministries, and we invite you to send in your dreams if you'd like them interpreted.
Yeah.